Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Security's on the way now.
Ooh. No, it's just a lady on her period saying fuck.
Yeah.
Your kids don't know that.
Have you ever had, seen somebody kicked out? That was from last week's episode. The lady was really losing her mind, bleeding out of her vagina on the plane. Mm. You ever seen someone lose their mind on the plane?
I feel like the answer is yes, but I can't recall. I feel like I've seen it all on planes. Haven't you?
For sure. Yeah.
Have you seen one like that?
Yeah, I've seen a couple people get accosted by the flight attendants, and I've seen somebody, I've returned to the gate before to have someone thrown off the plane.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were they doing?
Well, I learned later, I think I've told the story, but this was a lady on a small, like a regional flight, and she kind of was short with the flight attendant. Right before we were going to take off. Mm. And the flight attendant then told the pilot, and the pilot was like, no. So we went all the way back to the gate. Mm. And as they were getting her off the plane is when she was really flipping out. Because when she learned that she wasn't going to make the flight, she lost her mind, you know, because they had the police waiting for her and everything.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Because some flight attendants don't play.
Off. I was on a flight this year. So this is the weirdest thing. I was in first, of course, like I'm not a piece of shit. And a guy was hanging out in the galley. Mm. And I heard the flight attendant go, I've told you to go back to your seat. And the guy, it was an older guy. He was like, I want to stand here. I can't. And he's like, you can't stand here. You have to go back. And then somebody in first that he knew was like, the older guy goes, he said I could have his seat. And he goes, you can't. And he goes, why? He goes, because I said so. You don't get to decide that. It got heated. Mm. Then they had a pilot come out. This is midair, though. This is during the flight. And the pilot was like, you have to obey this guy. You have to go to your seat. And the guy kept hanging out.
What?
Yeah, he was defiant. And I was like, this motherfucker is going
to
cause us
to land. Don't you think that's enough? Like, I'm so afraid of that kind of authority. Like, when there's no exit for you, like, you're on that plane, bro.
Yeah.
You're under their mercy. Like, just follow the rules, dipshit.
He was like, my back hurts.
Don't take the flight.
Yeah, he was like, get the fuck back there.
But can you imagine? Like, I've talked my fair share of shit on a flight attendant.
Talk some shit.
Want to talk some shit? But real talk, that's got to be such a hard job. I mean, you're dealing with...
Yeah, of course.
The general public who can't seem to figure out simple shit like put a fucking bag under the seat in front of you or put it up there or, consolidate your goods. Things like that, people are dumb as fuck.
One time I was boarding and I stopped to help a lady, like an older lady, put her bag up. And a girl, a woman behind me goes, are you kidding me right now? And I turned around.
Because you helped somebody?
Well, because I was stopped.
Oh, God.
And I turned around and I go, what? She's like, ugh. And I go, I'm helping her put her bag. She's like, all right, but come on, man. This was like as I'm boarding the flight.
Yeah, I'd probably say something like that to somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, especially if it's like an early morning flight. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm real grumpy and I might say things. I don't know if I actually say them out loud, but I say them in my head.
Yeah.
Does that count?
No.
No, you can say it in your head.
In your head, you can say all kinds of things.
I don't think I've actually said out loud, but I've definitely thought it.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah.
But I think that's why I have so much respect and admiration for the period lady. Because like I've had thoughts like that, but for someone to just say it, I really respect that. I really admire it.
The fact that she was like losing her mind and talking about bleeding out of her vagina and everything.
That level of upsetness is like you're at the brink.
Yeah.
And I've been there emotionally. I just have never let the dam burst like that. But yeah. I feel like I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I respect a bitch who can.
Good for you. I respected the guy who was trying to cover his face and cringe. Yeah. I identify with that guy so
much. Just like, oh, man.
And then his laughing, too, because he was cringing and then shaking laughing.
Yeah.
I felt like I was that guy.
It's a good time.
That one you have to see, but that guy is me.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we play our show open here?
Yeah.
Do this correctly? Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Jaya! Welcome, beautiful beings.
Oh,
the topic for this video is how to activate your lingam.
Oh, boy.
For those who don't know, the word lingam is relating to the genitals, the male genital area. And
area.
Another way of putting it within this video would be how to activate your cock power.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone above it.
What a fucking scumbag.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
All these guys are the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
It's a racket. My favorite, you can always identify them by their stupid jewelry.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The armband.
Stupid
band,
jewelry
bro.
Is part of the fucking brand.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like that's how you can identify a douchebag like this?
Yes.
Does he have a thumb ring?
He upped the game,
armband?
With paint on his forehead, too.
God damn it.
Because that other guy, the Indian guy, remember the fingering two girls at the same time and how
goddess
to hug.
Twin activation.
Put my hips on your hip. Yeah, goddess twin activation.
Yeah.
This fucking guy.
Yeah. This fucker. He's got his third eye highlighted.
Yeah.
And then it's always like the ropey necklace with some bullshit thing on it,
How to activate your cock power. I have a few ways that I can activate mine. I don't know if I need a lesson, but let's see what we can learn from
it. I feel
him.
Like guys know that, right?
Of course.
Our one-year-old knows that.
This is just a lane to get your cock into someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole idea here is, as men, to realize that genital area, your lingam,
area,
cock, is a very sacred place.
We know that. We all know that.
And then, do I have to point out the obvious critique here?
What?
It's a white guy talking like a Rastafarian dude.
Well, he's French.
Are you sure?
Definitely.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard Rasta. I thought he was pretending to be like a Jamaican bro.
Please, I'm the master of fucking accents.
Oh,
sorry. Nobody can tell that.
So, this whole time, I was like, oh, okay, man. I swear I hear that. I thought I heard
Rasta.
I mean,
he might be living there, but he's definitely French. Wow. This dude's first language is French.
Aria. That makes sense now. Because yeah. I was like, yeah. this motherfucker yeah. pretend like he Jamaican or some shit. Motherfucker, you ain't Jamaican.
For most men, you might have a relationship with your lingam, which is a little bit abusive. It's like, give me pleasure. Give me pleasure. You know, it's very demanding. It's very rough in the approach.
Yeah. And let me guess. Oh, yeah. We should have someone else kind of take care of it for us. What should we do with it?
I don't know, but I wish he'd put his fucking arm down. I can't stand that he's doing a video hanging, like, one arm up. It's you don't very like distracting. His armpit? I don't want to see his fucking smelly armpit. I don't want to see his stupid fucking gold band.
You dirty fucking frog, you put your arm down.
Hippie, yeah.
And one of the core practices that you can bring into your life is the practice of self-love.
Oh, it
means
boy.
Touching yourself yeah. and activating your whole genital area through a self-nurturing massage techniques.
I mean, so far the distinction that's been made is that a lot of us are too rough with our dicks.
Right.
And he's like, you should be nicer to it.
Be nicer to your dick.
That's the lesson so far.
Right. And again, I don't think you need to teach men. It seems pretty innate because our son, who's a year old, is yeah. ferociously attacking his penis and yeah. he didn't need us to tell him.
No.
That's
and some guys like it
go.
Rough. What's wrong with that? What if the guy goes, I don't like to do nice touches? I like rough
That's
touches.
That's feminine.
Like the
super gay.
Like the what about the Wham video though? That's not a soft touch. That's very rough.
Yeah.
She power cleans him from the floor by his balls. That guy doesn't like soft touches.
But the budget bug. That's the best. For those of you, it's on our Twitter feeds.
Well, you have to search back a little ways.
Now. A little bit. It's there. And yeah, it's out there, guys. It's on my Twitter feed.
How can I get my lingam to be my friend?
And so this is very different than masturbation. It's very different than wanting to go for ejaculation, watching porn, you know, all that stuff. We're talking about giving your cock, giving your lingam some love, some real love.
Okay.
What's all this fucking nonsense?
Those are all his lesson plans, I think.
All of his ancient Sanskrit bullshit.
He has drawings all over the wall.
And all this, you know, what is this, Kama Sutra?
Yeah.
Fuck swings. And
now, what's your guess, though? Let's say I go, you meet this guy, you're on the beach.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows how to show you a good time, at least?
This guy?
Yeah.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm sure he kind of would with a lot of women, but personally, this kind of sensitive energy stuff, it repels me. It just repels me.
But you don't think this guy knows how to eat a box, though?
I don't know, man.
I think he's probably the
I think it's too emotional instructor. For me. I think he wants to maintain eye contact while he does it.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Yeah, that would make me so uncomfortable.
You're
I don't
looking
like
for
that.
More like of a sport fuck, right?
I'm not looking.
That's what you're looking for.
I'm looking for a dude. I feel like this guy's not.
You want it more like
masculine. I don't like his feminine energy.
That's what you want.
Juice.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily that.
Yeah.
I just think he's a little too sensual. It's too many feelings. I can't handle feelings. You know that.
Jesus.
What?
You can't handle feelings?
Well, like, he's too emo for me. He's way too emo.
You say that
he's
now,
gonna start
but this
crying.
Guy's lingam is...
But don't you feel like
historic.
he would cry and want to hold me a lot? And we'd have to talk about our feelings about
afterwards.
It and shit. Yeah,
afterwards.
I don't want to cry after and hold each other.
All right. So I'm saying...
I'm Karen.
You want Pound Town.
I'm Trish. I'm Karen. Yeah.
So the way it works is very simple. Just take some massage oil, some coconut oil, and start pouring it on your lingam and spend, you know, 5-10 minutes, half an hour, just nurturing this area.
Mm-hmm.
Could you even do that for 5 or 10 minutes?
Or half? He jumped to half an hour with coconut oil with what, nice touches.
How long do you think you would last massaging your lingam with the coconut oil?
Wouldn't be 5 to 10. Much faster.
As I imagine most humans.
But he would tell me, that's the problem. You're always like, give me pleasure. Why? When? Yeah, it's true.
You notice that as soon as you start touching
it's hard
your lingam
to listen
in
to
ways
this.
That are more nurturing and more healing and more loving, then eventually what happens is that there is a massive expansion of this area. Means that there is an energetic and emotional release that happens.
Blood fills in your penis.
Potential trauma that massively bigger. There are being released, and there is an energetic expansion that happens in that zone.
I would say that,
you know, it's not so much about the techniques. You will notice that as soon as you start touching this area, you will notice that there are movements that you can make. Okay. With your
There's more wacky jewelry.
That are going to be...
so much jewelry.
You know, that are going to come naturally.
So many rings,
like
bracelets, necklaces.
Like a musical instrument, and you start playing with it.
Oh,
same with your balls, with your testicles, you know, your testicle area. The same with the perineum, which is between the base of the lingam.
Amen, sister.
And, I'm tapped out.
Your anal area.
You spent plenty of time down there.
Yeah.
And then there is all the anal area as well that you can play with, that you can release. And so, you know, this whole base chakra area needs your love.
Yeah.
There are very
simple
ways to do just that, you know, to start cultivating a relationship with that zone, which is nurturing and loving.
Thank you.
Again, this
women
is...
Women are very lucky because they already have these circles. They already have circles where they cultivate a love for their yoni. They look at each other. They look with mirrors about the anatomy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this stuff.
They do breast massage and all that stuff. guys, we're a little bit behind. Okay, it's time to catch up.
Let's catch up.
And start bringing those techniques, right?
You know, I have an idea, Tom.
What?
You've got a neat group of guy friends.
Do this with them?
Why don't you invite them over and have a lingam appreciation night?
Get a bunch of coconut oil.
Spend a good 30 minutes just massaging each other's balls.
Why each other's? I think it's self-love he was talking about.
Oh, sorry. And you can bring out the mirrors and just watch each
I'm
other.
I'm saying sit in a circle.
Right.
And, I mean, Bert would obviously be on board.
Yeah.
Sickler? You think he'd do it? Yeah, he would do it.
Definitely, Matt.
Full charge?
Matt, yeah. Uh-huh.
Who else could do it? Diaz.
Joey Diaz would be really on board with that. What do you think he'd bring to the table? Joey probably wouldn't be on board.
I think it would be. I think it would definitely bring a new level of excitement to the situation.
Yeah. You think Joe would want to do that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's send out
Give
the Evite.
Pleasure. Give me pleasure.
Yeah. My cock power.
Cock power.
Yeah, it reminds me of, this guy reminds me of like the GOs at Club Med.
Yeah.
Club Med's a French vacation spot. And
there's a good chance this guy was a GO.
Yeah, I think he may have been. Yeah. They all like that too. I have a party. See you at the disco later.
Why don't you remind our audience,
Spacotaco,
for those who are unfamiliar, what the GO said to you?
Oh, I don't want to talk about
really?
That.
Really? Okay.
I'm trying to forget it.
Well, I mean, you brought it up.
But I just figured, you know, yeah, I don't want to talk. I mean, look, I went when I was 28 with my dad. That's the last time I went to Club Med. And my dad's been taking me to Club Med since I was like 11.
Party, fun,
dancing, free.
Beach.
Everything's included. I don't have to fucking pay more. You know, everything at the bar, I can get what I want all day long. It's the best. Buffet is the best. And so they're all French, and you know, one of the GOs just hit on me grossly and was like, "You want to come back to my room? I have a bottle of lube and a mirror."
That's a real aggressive line.
You think?
Well, yeah. Who takes that? That can't be the first time he said that. I mean, was he sauced to say something like
no,
that?
No. Here's the odd
That's
part.
That's even crazier.
Is that this dude? I was at breakfast and I was alone and I was working on jokes at the time. I was just writing jokes,
sitting
by myself with a plate of fruit, and he sits down next to me because the GOs are encouraged to socialize with the guests.
Yeah.
And they seat you with strangers at every meal, which is horrible.
See?
Horrible.
It's terrible.
But it's French. It's European. The whole thing is that you should socialize and meet new people. So I was sitting alone, which in Club Med world is considered bad. And he sits down next to me, and we're talking about the most banal things, you know, like, oh, you're here with your dad.
You're getting angry thinking about cruise ships.
Those are even worse.
No, I'm saying because it's the same arrangement.
Right. Oh, when they seat you with people. Ugh. Is there anything worse than
that? I hate it too. Fucking hate cruising.
Because it's energy to speak to strangers.
Yeah.
What do you do? Where are you from?
I've gone with family, my siblings, one of us always, the first thing we do is try to locate the dining room manager and say something like, we can't sit with another group. And then and then sometimes you have to like really push to make it happen.
Well, you're there with your family. which implies
don't want to sit with a stranger.
Why would you want to talk to anybody else?
Yeah, it's terrible.
And again, it's just small talk, which I deplore small talk. I don't want you to know where I live. How about that?
Yeah, terrible.
How about I don't tell you what I do for a fucking living? I don't want to talk about my job when I'm on a vacation.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
Let's just float.
So, yeah. Just float everybody shut the fuck up. If I want to talk to you, I want to. If I don't, you know.
I know. It's forced. What if you, like, right away, too, you meet people, you're like, I don't want to have dinner with this person.
No.
That's what they're having you do.
No.
Have dinner with them. I don't want to have dinner.
A meal, which is sacred. I mean, you break bread with your family, with your friends, not with fucking strangers. Some douchebag, fucking dad boner.
Where from? Shreveport. Where are you from? Oh, fuck.
L.A., huh? Yeah. Earthquakes. Yeah.
And then they go, they're always like, no, we're from Cleveland. And you're like, okay. And they're like, hate L.A.
Right.
And you're like, cool.
Everybody hates L.A. Yeah. We get it.
Thank you.
Everybody hates L.A. except for the people who live in L.A.
I know. But that's the only, they feel the need to tell you.
I know.
No one goes like, you don't go, oh, you're from Cleveland? I fucking hate that place.
I know.
That would be rude.
Yeah, you wouldn't
but
say that.
But if you say, I live in L.A., that people go, I hate that place. And you're like, all right, cool, man. It's my home.
Yeah.
It's where I live.
Yeah. It's one of the few cities where everybody can just openly say that, and there's very little pushback.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a lot of douchebags. I mean, in those people's defense. Like, show business. There's nothing douchier than show business.
Yeah, but it's also not just, I mean, this is a massive city.
I know, but most people don't know that there's, like, regular people.
Yeah, they'll be people always, like, all these, like, small town fucking dorks that you meet that say stuff like, they'll go, I'm not into Hollywood. And you're like, what do you mean Hollywood? They're like, oh, showbiz and the red carpet. And you're like, do you think that's everywhere? Do you think when I go out to dinner, it's a red carpet event?
I know.
It's just a restaurant, man.
Yeah, that's a very small section of this business, I guess, too. And there's, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm not into movie stars. People tell me that all the time. And I'm like, okay, right. Do you think it'll be hard to avoid them?
Well, and also it's just a business when you think about it, you know, it's just a Kate Hudson. I'm sure there's nights she doesn't want to put on a dress and go to some boring ass award show for hours and hours and, you know, put the makeup on and all that fucking shit. It's a business.
Yeah, it is.
Selling a fantasy, guys.
That's all it is, man.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So I guess we should get our cocks ready, but also we should tell people, if they don't already know, what happened last
week.
You're
a cunt, Brian, not me.
Oh, God.
Right?
I mean.
You're a cunt, Brian, not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
There's the man. We gave it to you. We brought him into your world.
Yeah.
and then we had him in our world.
We had lunch with him.
We had lunch with the great Dan Pena.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, when you met the guy, the bikes kid.
Yeah.
You were the, like, isn't this the ex, it's amazing.
The ex-girlfriend.
The ex-girlfriend, right.
Of the bikes kid.
I mean, this is just the magic of the internet that we see this guy's video. You knew I would immediately be fascinated and drawn to in love with Dan Pena.
Yeah.
And then I kept in, he came on the show with a Skype interview.
Skype interview.
From Scotland, right? Uh-huh. It was in Scotland? Sorry, or England.
Scotland.
Scotland?
Yep.
And then we kept in touch via direct message, and he said he's going to come out here in March. And then, you know, we made an appointment. We had lunch with Dan Pena.
It's crazy.
This is why you're fucking poor.
It was so crazy. The best part is that you and I dressed up.
Well, that was part of our thing was like, I mean, we thought about it and I go, I got to do it. you know, we wear t-shirt and jeans every day.
Of course.
Comics and
what else is there
for meetings and for everything. It's just, that's how it is out here. But it was like, here, this will be fun. Why don't we surprise him by dressing for the occasion? Because I know he has a big thing about, you know, jeans and dressing like a fucking bum.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's do it up. Here's what happened though. I bought a suit over the summer and a nice suit. I put it on and it was like a little boy putting on daddy's suit.
Yeah.
It's from the weight loss. I couldn't even cinch it with a belt.
How many sizes?
Absurd.
How many sizes did you go down?
At least two full suit sizes.
Jesus Christ, dude.
So, I mean, it looked comically ridiculous. So I was like, fuck. It was kind of throwing my whole, you know, idea into shit, right? So I found another suit. It was also oversized. But I go, it won't look as bad. I don't know. I just put a belt on. I tightened it, put the jacket on. Here's the thing. You can back me up on this because you've heard me say this many times. It's one of my pet peeves. It's when I watch TV and there's a guy, especially of means, you know, a coach, athlete.
Trump.
And they're wearing a poor-fitting suit.
Oh, my God. It kills me, too.
It makes me crazy.
Well, when Donald Trump wears his fucking frumpy dump.
He wears...
What are you doing, bro?
He wears expensive suits that don't flatter his body type.
He looks terrible.
Because he is of the mentality that if it's expensive, then it's great.
Right.
But the fabrics that he wears don't do anything for him. He should be wearing... thicker. He's wearing like shinier,
I see.
More luxurious fabrics.
Right.
And he should be wearing like thicker wool.
And the tailoring doesn't look.
He
right doesn't
either.
Look like he has them tailored.
And I tell you, it bothered me so much when I was looking in the mirror and I was getting ready to do it, even when we got to the hotel.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hated the way it sat on the shoulders, past the wrists, the pants. It looked so goofy.
You felt like you were wearing daddy suit.
I did. I felt like I was wearing daddy suit, like a little boy wearing daddy suit. It bothered me so much. I'm definitely going to go get another suit.
Yeah. Well, we went across the street after lunch and we picked one.
No.
We looked at them. We got you a jacket, but we looked at...
But I also had to give the people that I bought the suit to back, and he was like, this is going to take days.
Yeah.
Because we have to basically recut the jacket and the pants because you've lost. It's like, it's not just a modification. We have to recut and re-sew this thing.
Oh boy.
So I don't know. I'm definitely getting another suit. One that fits me like, you know, for my size, but it made me crazy. That's just all I wanted to say. It made me crazy. And it still makes me crazy when I see it in other people and you go, why wouldn't you just have the tailor bring that in half an inch here?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have them bring the waistline in just a bit. Just
It costs nothing.
Nothing.
You go to the dry cleaner and they do it. Now, what's really upsetting to me is my art teacher jacket.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we've offended many an art teacher.
I know.
My best friend is an art teacher. She's very upset.
That. Yeah.
I had that jacket altered. It was just an H&M jacket. But at the time, I was real fat after giving birth and I wanted to look nice, even if I was fat.
Yeah.
And I was upset because I felt like I made an effort with that jacket and you still were like, no.
No, I know.
That's hideous. So I tried, you know?
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, the art teacher jacket had to go.
It did. It's gone.
Yeah, I know.
I gave it away. Our nanny's sister has it now.
You really gave it away?
I did. Well, it's my husband. If you tell me you don't like it, why would I wear something that you hate?
Wow.
Then you have to look at me and you hate how I look. That's, you're the only person who really looks at me, you know?
That's really...
You know what I mean? On a daily basis, you're the one whose opinion matters. I don't fucking look at myself.
Yeah.
So Dan Pena, what was it like? I texted some friends, family, and they were like, oh, is he an asshole? And it's funny because I don't think of him as an asshole at all.
No, I think the affection that I have for him is directly tied to youth football.
Oh.
Because I was drawn to coaches that were like that. Mm-hmm. Because people misinterpret the yelling for like, he's an asshole, he's mean. For me, it was like the guy trying to get the most out of you.
Exactly.
And a lot of the times, my favorite coaches ever were guys like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would always, you know, they're the guys that you die for. Like, you'd do anything for those guys.
I always say, beware of the bullshitter, the one who pretends to be nice all the time.
Yeah.
The people who pretend to be perfect and not curse and be holier than that, those are generally the ones you should watch out for.
Yeah.
It's not the guy that's going to tell you what's up, you know.
Yeah, but we had a delightful lunch with Pena. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just kind of shot the shit, caught up. He was extremely, gracious and asked questions about, you know, what we're doing. He asked questions about our business, how things like, you know, how touring works and all that, and seemed interested in that. And, it was a nice time.
We talked about family, his family, our family life a little bit. What he likes to do, and you know, he's been speaking a lot at schools, he said.
Yes,
touring, schools, speaking, and
doing a
mentoring.
Lot of and also a bunch of charity stuff.
Charity stuff.
Orphanages and stuff.
This is why you're fucking poor.
Yeah.
But really pleasant lunch.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. And then he did Joe's show too.
He did. I got in touch with Rogan. He did Rogan's podcast. I got caught a little bit of that. I was on the road. And I remembered that they were doing it Friday, so I was at the gym in the hotel, and I pulled up the live feed, and I was...
Watch it?
Yeah.
Did he wear his tux?
He was wearing like kind of like what he wore to lunch, with the bow tie and...
Yeah, his outfit for lunch was a vest that was like... What was the word for that? What kind of vest is that?
I don't know.
It looks like a tapestry kind of like when they do on...
Quite colorful.
Beautiful, yeah. And then like a coat, right? And then nice slacks. And then he had on these great slippers. They were like leisure...
Ridiculous. I mean, like in the coolest way. It looked like a Versace kind of slippers. Yeah.
Which is so cute.
You got to have balls, you know. And swag to pull it off.
Massive swag.
Yeah.
So I guess he's visiting LA for a minute, and then he's going to go back to his castle and teach a seminar.
Yeah. And he's doing some traveling and teaching the seminar. He only does a few of those a year. It's not like a year round thing, you know.
No, I get the emails.
Yeah.
The QLA seminar.
Yeah. That's an intense thing. Part of me feels like I would do that to have, like, for the experience if I had the time.
Yeah.
But it's really intensive, too. I mean, apparently, to go into that, you fill out hundreds of questions and detail. Yeah. So, because it's a limited class size, is like no more than 16 or something, 20 maybe.
Yeah.
And sometimes smaller. And so he knows you really, really well. But I don't know. I just feel like it would be something I would enjoy.
I'd do it. You have to wear a suit every day to class.
It'd be fun. I'd go shopping first. Yeah.
Can't wear your fucking jeans, you bum.
Yeah.
Look at the fucking losers you hang out with.
But it's really crazy hours, he was saying.
Yeah.
They start at 8 a.m. and they don't go to bed till midnight.
Yeah.
This is why you're fucking poor.
Did you even push that?
No, I think my arm kind of bumped it. Yeah.
That was the soul of Dan Pena.
He was telling me that I don't want to get up early and go to bed late. And then he goes, this is why you're fucking poor. He just lectured me.
He just did.
Yeah.
Now he's so strong, and he had all kinds of knee surgeries, and
big guy too.
Yeah,
I mean, like big frame.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Taller than I thought. Yeah,
taller, and his skin looked amazing.
Yeah,
I gotta say, his face, no wrinkles.
I know.
I was like, damn, Dan Pena
doing his thing and stuff like that.
What's going on?
Yeah,
you eating that unicorn blood? Staying young.
There's a thing though. People should know. I mean, you should know this too. If you're a big guy. Oversized clothing in general, not just suits, is worse looking than
Taylor.
Too tight. No, than too tight. I mean, when you wear something too big, big for you. So if you're a big guy, you might be like, I'm going to buy a shirt two times bigger than my size. You look terrible.
Terrible.
It looks like a dress. It actually highlights
your fat.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Just like on television, when you're on television, you should be tailored.
Yeah.
Like just have it fit you, not too tight, so that your titties show. But
people message me all the time that after we said that you should, you know, it's real easy to get jeans tailored just a little bit, and they love it.
It's the
easiest thing to do. When you buy jeans, doesn't matter. You go get a pair of Levi's or whatever, then you go to a dry cleaner or just whatever tailor, and you just have them make little, you know, maybe the hem a little bit up.
Mm.
Maybe you need the waist adjusted slightly just so that it fits you well. They look totally different.
You know, because back in the olden days, that you couldn't buy ready-made clothing. Everything was made for you. It was super expensive.
Yeah.
So now everything's off the factory. But if you can just do, like you said, little
modifications,
little meows, then you're going to look tight.
You are. You're going to look
high
good.
High and tight.
High and fucking tight, man. So I went out of town. I went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Where Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm. Mashantucket.
Been there.
Foxwoods, the Fox Theater.
Yeah. The weather was cray cray.
Yeah, I was getting real cold. And then I did Boston. Amazing time in Boston.
Good.
That city always is fucking incredible.
I love Boston. I like all those places you named, actually.
Boston
very
is
nice.
The shit. Yeah. And the Wilbur, it's just like, it's a magical place for stand up. I don't know what it is. Like,
it's a smart city.
Yeah.
Savvy.
Savvy, fun. The crowds are awesome. Yeah, I had a great time.
Good
great
team.
Time. So thanks to everybody that came out to those shows.
I was here with LJ this weekend. We went to the country club and I made a little.
Yeah. Why don't we? Never
Hold on.
Heard you this excited ever about anything. Jean got herself a iWatch and you would really think
boop, boop, beep, boop,
you'd think
boop,
she'd boop, been in a cave for the last 25 years, and she wasn't aware of, I don't know, any smart technology.
Because I didn't know.
I've never heard you like, you're like, I'm texting you from my watch. I'm calling you from my watch. There's something. I'm checking the weather from my watch.
So excited. Well, here's why. When I was a little girl and you dream about the year 2000.
Yeah.
I mean, we were promised these fucking 17 years ago.
I know. The funny thing is that they've been out for, you know, a while now.
How long?
The iWatch? I mean, at least a few years.
Well, look, I grew up watching Inspector Gadget and James Bond shit. And I always used to love when Gadget you could take fucking phone calls.
But how did you miss it the last few years?
I just, you know what it is that I don't wear watches generally.
True.
And so I was like, nah, I don't give a fuck. What am I missing out on?
That's why I thought you, when you started showing interest, I was like, you're definitely not going to wear that.
No.
Because I've bought you. Watch before.
Nice watches, and I'm like, I wear it for like a week, and then I forget.
You still, occasionally put one on, and you'll wear it, you know, for a minute, but
you don't regularly
do it.
But here's why my life changed, is that with baby jeans,
mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what I do, because when I go out alone with him, when you're out of town, baby jeans and I go to the country club,
right?
I have to take the fucking diaper bag, which means I can't carry a purse,
mm-hmm.
So I got my fanny pack.
Yeah.
Now I got the fanny pack, and then I got the phone, and I got the baby, I got the stroller, I got the shit. And every time you're texting me or let's say something, you know,
anything
I don't want to dig for my phone every 2 seconds. It's so irritating. I'm constantly looking for my phone. So this way, it's on my wrist. And every text that comes in and I can call you, like you called us and I was on the road with baby jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went,
show me how you're driving.
Boop. Like this. I was driving like this.
Yeah.
And I went, boop, hi jeans. And I could fucking talk to you. And I didn't have to look for my phone.
Wow.
I mean, I just like anything that prevents me from having to obsess about where's the phone? Where am I going?
It's
one less thing in my life to deal with.
It is fun to see you this excited, honestly.
You mean you like my joy?
I do.
I don't think so. I think you like it when I'm miserable.
Why would I like it when you're miserable?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I don't.
Well, I'm in love with it. Now, Apple Store can go fuck itself.
Yeah, I agree.
Every time I've ever stepped foot in there, it is an absolute misery.
Yeah.
God forbid if something should break and you should want it fixed, because that's another fucking quagmire.
Go fuck your
of
mother.
Inefficiency.
Yeah. You know what happened when they did fix the computer, the pooter here, the sound drop one?
Yeah.
And they fixed it, and then I realized that I had an older one that has an issue. Not the same issue, but kind of an issue like that. So when I pick this one up, I go, can you look at this one? You got to make an appointment. I'm like,
okay.
Come on, man. You're right here. He's like, So
why?
I don't know.
Just help me. Help.
I know. Help.
Please.
And you know, there's a store where you walk in, someone meets you and they have to go like, what do you need? And then you're like, I want to talk to someone about this. Go wait at that table.
I know.
And then
it's the
table
worst.
Has eight people sitting around it. It's a nightmare.
It's the coolest product and it's the absolute worst customer service.
I hate it too.
I fucking walked in there at Baby Jeans. And if you have a toddler, you know that you have exactly 20 minutes to do anything before that kid has a meltdown. Those are the rules.
Yeah.
So I roll him in there and I go, look, man, I got 20 minutes. I'm alone with this toddler. Get me my watch. I know what I want. I picked it out in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I stood there. Nobody was helping me. And I'm begging. I go, can I please give you $400? I have the money. Here's my, can someone take money?
Yeah.
And no. I put you on the list. I said, motherfucker, that was 10 minutes ago. Help me. I'm busy. And they're not. They're fucking doodling on their thing. Oh my God. I could have just, I would almost blew a gasket.
Yeah.
And then finally they help you.
Do you judge? Are you an ageist? When you're in the Apple store and they have an older employee?
I will never get an older employee. Never.
I'll take dreads. Thanks.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'll take the non-binary.
Of course.
Thing with person with braces.
I'll take this fifth grader over I talk to you, Grandpa.
Of course. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. He's like,
I want a millennial.
Are you looking at a MacBook?
Yeah. Give me a millennial. And then the worst part is they go, do you want to activate the watch now? I go, of course. What do you mean? When? I'm going to come back. So then, of course, I go over here. There's, again, 10 people, like you said, and then one fucking employee helping all us old fogies activate. So every 10 seconds, then she has to come back when she fucking can.
Yeah.
And then he melted down. He started screaming and crying in the middle of the store. Everybody stopped what they were doing and stared. It's terrible. Yeah. I had to give him goldfish and, you know. Put him in my lab. It was terrible.
It's the worst, man.
But the products are so cool. It just keeps me coming back for more. Like an abusive boyfriend, and they're so mean to you.
They're a drug.
They're terrible.
And also, you start getting tied into your products being tied to each other.
Of course.
That's the real racket.
Ah.
Because you might go, oh, I want an Android. I want a different phone. But then you start to think.
Can't.
Well, you can, but you start to think, will this be a headache, and do I want to deal with that? That's the problem.
I know, and the thing
I want to break free. I want to try other things, you know?
You do?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I thought you were an Apple loyalist.
No, I'm not. I just have products, and like I said, they're tied together. So I go,
it's easier.
Easy. Ease, convenience. But that doesn't mean I don't want to try, like, an Android, you know?
Yeah.
I still want to try it.
You know what I miss is a BlackBerry.
I know, and I love it with I like the pushy button.
Me too.
With the actual keyboard.
I'm so sick of everything I type, it never comes out accurately. It's everything
it's enraging.
I type. Yeah, I know. And it's just.
You had girls' night out too.
Well, I did.
I was in Boston.
I did. I had dinner with girlfriends.
And how was that?
Good, because I never have fun. Like, yeah. I'm really.
From your
babe.
Dinner the other night.
Babe. You recorded us talking?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're terrible. You know what I think why I can't shit?
Why?
Because of that dinner.
Really?
I had pasta and meat and cheese, and I haven't had enough veggies since.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not shitting. God damn it.
You haven't had enough veggie, you think?
Yeah. It's a fiber. So I had two bowls of poop soup and a mango. And some coffee. I'm hoping that that'll drum up some fours and fives.
That dog barking bit was so funny that I feel like I have to slow it down.
In a relaxed muscle, actin and myosin myofilaments lie side by side, and the H zones and I band are at maximum width. During contraction, the actin and myosin myofilaments interact.
You bored?
The actins are
almost. Hold on.
The center of each myosin myofilament.
Yeah.
As
I'm
a
bored.
Result, the sarcomere shortens.
I like your honesty with
just
that.
Just got there.
You're like, it was interesting, and I'm bored. Yeah.
Didn't take very long.
Yeah. Yeah. We should do this while we can. Roz Dude, Blood Dunza, the instrumental.
We got a lot more topics, Gene. We got a lot more to cover.
We're doing our instrument. We're doing our live dates.
Oh, I know. But after that, we got a lot to dive into.
We barely
scratched the surface.
Who said that we're fucking
God
done?
Damn.
I'm going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Gene's Hay. G Gene Gay, Gay Jeans, Wisconsin. One show this Thursday. Come out if you're in Wisconsin. Friday at the Trois Royal Oak. I'm doing that. And then Saturday and Sunday, Chicago, the Vic. There are still some tickets left if you live in Chicago, Illinois, for the Sunday later show. Then after that, I'm going to a bunch of places. Burlington, Vermont, Pittsburgh, New Haven, Connecticut.
Comneticut.
I have Washington.
You're saying all these cities wrong.
Washington, Dickham. Those are all sold out. I added a show in Portland, Oregon, May 13th, Eugene, Oregon, May 12th, Meat Rattle, Washington, Seattle has been added as well. I added a late show there, April 14th. So you can get tickets to that shit dog and,
shit dog.
Oh, next week I have a big announcement. It's already signed. You know about it already, but I can't announce it yet.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where I told you I was going, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yes, on the Flea Flu Fly.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Go ahead, Gene.
April 13th through 15th, I'm at the Brea Improv. Now, what would Brea be? Fuck. Brea. There's nothing for Brea. Dia Brea?
There you go. Genius.
April 28th through 29th, Sack Twisting Mento.
Yeah.
The Punchline.
Great club.
May 4th through 5th, Fartniks, Arizona at Stand Up Live.
Yeah.
May 19th through 20th, Jew Dork Titties at Gotham Comedy Club.
Yeah.
June 1st through 3rd, what's Denver? Momver?
Yeah.
Comedy Works, the downtown location. And then June 16th through 17th, Manfriend Disco at the Punchline Comedy Club. I can't wait to see you guys there. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Also, check out That's Deep Bro. This week, I talk about feeling like an imposter.
And then you'll have an announcement to make.
I will, but I'm not official. I'm going to save it.
Save it. Oh, and I should supposed to say that 420, bro. Dallas. Okay. Dallas, Texas.
Multiple choice.
At the House of Brews.
House of Brews.
I added a show, and then I go to Houston, Texas. The next few days. All right.
How'd you say? Brews.
How you say?
Brews. Asshole.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This I thought you might like. I don't know if you'd seen this or not, but I had this pulled for you.
Oh.
Thought you might enjoy.
Would you consider a grown-ass man shitting into...
I love it.
...an adult diaper and you having to clean it up? Gross.
What do you consider those hangers low?
That was some big old slop.
Damn.
Yeah.
She needs to get those slap wagons under control. Those are mushy purples.
Yeah.
Damn, bitch, get a bra. She's not wearing a bra.
Well, look how big those are.
She's crazy.
Yeah, it's got to hurt the back, right?
That hurts everything.
Sitting like that?
She's crazy.
She's not even sitting in a chair.
Dude, look at those dumpers. She needs to fucking harness those pigs.
Disco tits, and I'm a feminist sex worker and an artist.
Sure is disco tits.
Disco tits.
Those are hangers. Oof. Look at those milkers.
Oh, she's got, what's it called?
Piercings
in those, yeah.
Dude, those flappers are nasty. Look, I can see that she's got...
They're not nasty.
She's got tattoos on her titty, too.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got, you nasty girl.
She's got that big old chest piece. But disco tits. Man, what do you think those weigh?
I'll tell you, as somebody that's got big mushers...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they're five each, at least.
Yeah. She's got a nice face.
No, she's beautiful. Yeah. She's fine.
And just big old hangers.
Big old sloppers. Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. Can I tell you... As somebody that has huge hangers, not wearing a bra, it's just so uncomfortable for me. Maybe. I can't imagine it being a regular thing.
Maybe she's got done working it. And she's like, ugh.
Oh, yeah. That's the best feeling when you get home from a long day.
Yeah.
And you take your bra off, it's the best.
You know, those tits on?
Is there something equivalent for men?
I think pants off for men is like a big thing. Yeah. You just walk around your boxers. I love walking around my boxers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You do it all the time in front of the nanny.
In front of everyone.
Hi, Mr. Tom. I no need to see your penis.
Your lingam power is very strong. Are you want coconut oil massage?
No. No, I don't have a pimp. I guess I'm my own pimp. I meet most of my clients online through websites that I have profiles on. Backpage is like Craigslist, but mostly like services for like sex work. I have a hooker Twitter, and I get clients from that, funny enough.
Twitter. You can get clients from Twitter?
I think that's actually the safest place, probably, isn't it? Because then you can kind of vet them a little bit and see.
Where's this egg from? Yeah.
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 This egg from, exactly.
Yeah.
I do. Basic.
Like London rates.
Damn.
Kind of like 150 for an hour.
It's not bad.
But also I do discounts depending on my clients. So if they're regulars and things like that. That's kind of nice. Sex work I do ranges from webcam to escorting, making porn, and domination services.
Maybe some ball kicking, punching.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite, your wheelhouse.
Jitterbugging.
Yeah.
A, rad femmes, i.e. SWERFs. A SWERF is sex worker or sex work exclusionary feminist.
Exclusionary?
Who basically also TERF, so trans exclusionary radical feminists.
What?
A SWERF would be like someone who's like anti-sex work, who's a feminist who's anti-sex work. It's a lot of whorephobia, basically. That's why.
What's
hophobia?
Oh, hophobia.
Yeah.
Right. If you're anti-sex worker, then you're hophobic.
Yeah, I got
it. I kind of agree. Yeah.
You agree what?
If you're anti-sex worker as a feminist, I feel like, maybe it's a little hophobic.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You're phobic.
I'm pro-sex worker. That's why. I've always been pro-sex work. A lot of women don't have many options. And it's a pretty decent. I mean,
sure.
Especially if you're not getting beaten by a pimp.
Yeah.
You open your own shop.
Me too, man. Road beef.
Like, I don't understand a feminist who will say that they're like pro- like women's movements and they're pro like women have an agency, but then when it comes to sex work they're completely against it, when in fact actually sex work can give a lot of women agency. It's better than being in like
she's got a slut wage
job, right?
I don't know about that. I mean,
I don't know about that either.
I've always chosen the minimum wage job personally than sex
work. I was really looking for
anyone.
I just hate
feminists. He was like this really old man. He was like in his like 70s or 80s, and he wanted like hardcore spanking. And he was going into surgery the next week, and he was like, "I might not come out of it alive, so go for it." Okay. But he was super lovely. I never saw him again, so I don't know what happened.
Oh. Yeah, the Brits love that spanking shit. Yeah. You know that. They're hard.
And I really applaud an old guy going in for surgery doing that.
Oh, yeah.
You realize that guy was probably like, this really might be my last hurrah here.
Yeah.
Give me a good old spank.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
good
great.
For him.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I was looking for the, I don't see the clip for, she asked him, they asked her, what's the weirdest request?
I definitely have had difficult relationships in the past. People, I don't even date men anymore. I'm polyamorous and
polyamorous,
I only date queer people. I don't even date men anymore. So not dating men has made it a lot easier.
Oh, poor girl.
Now a lot of my partners are also sex workers or have been sex workers or are also just generally open-minded and polyamorous.
Yeah, poly's the way to go.
Poly and bi.
But,
poly's the way to go. Obviously.
But they ask her, what's the craziest request? That's what I was looking for this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody asked her to suck off their dog for $10,000.
No, there's no amount of money.
Oh, she did. Yeah.
She did?
No, she didn't.
Oh, I was going to say.
You wouldn't suck off a dog for 10 grand?
No. Bestiality is off the table. I have boundaries, babe. Boundaries.
Yeah, but you're not hurting the dog. You're just kissing his penis.
No, stop it. What? They're innocents. They're like children. No.
You wouldn't suck off a child for $10,000? Oh, my God. Why?
Would you let your granddad jerk you off?
Yeah.
On a Ferris wheel.
Of course, if it meant I'm not retarded. Oh, that was the best part that we forgot. At lunch with Dan Pena, he said retard.
Yeah.
And retards.
A lot.
Loud in a nice restaurant many times.
Yeah.
And it nearly caused me to lose my life.
Yeah.
Because
so
it was
funny.
During bites, and he'd be like, yeah, you know, I'm just kind of hauling these retards all over the goal line. And I was like, like, I could not control myself.
You know, retarded. What I like Dan Pena, like, I mean, I've said it before, is that he just reminds me of almost everybody in my family.
Sure.
He's just Hungarian. Like, that's an old school Hungarian person, the way he
talks. Yeah.
That's just everything.
No
I've
nonsense.
Heard. Yeah. Like, actually, I would say even my stepdad was like that, too. Just,
retarded.
Just hardcore immigrant style, dude. It's old school. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all that is. I like it.
Tough, hard knocks kind of shit.
Hard cocks, definitely.
Hard knocks.
Hard dicks.
What?
So, you had a really neat massage.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I was all...
Please talk about this. So I love weird. This so much.
There's an app you can use.
You gotta put this in your act because I think it's so funny.
Yeah, there's an app. I don't know if I want to... Should we say the app? Does it matter? I don't know.
Don't say the app. Don't give them a free fucking...
Okay, so there's an app, though.
They can pay like everyone else.
Yeah. There's an app where you can be anywhere. You can be home. You can be in a city. I mean, not every city, obviously. It's kind of like Uber.
You can be in your hammock.
Yeah. You can be in your hammock taking a dump, Costa Rica, but I don't know if they have them there yet. But anyways, so massage therapists who basically work anywhere can also join this. And then they get a ping, just like you would if you were an Uber driver. Do you want to go take this appointment? Like that. So you put in your request. I want 60 minutes, 90 minutes. This is the time, and this is the...
That's how prostitution should be, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going there.
Don't they have an app? They should have an app where you can just be like, I want a dom, I want a girl to change my diaper, I want to be spanked, bang, show up.
That's
I don't
great.
Know why that's
I
not
know.
Happening.
Maybe that's probably a whole legal issue. But
the law?
The law is probably their problem.
Not in Nevada, though, right?
No. So anyways, I've had a long week. I'm in the hotel, and I go, get a nice massage. Go to bed. So I use the app. They send you a confirmation. Someone's coming at this time. You know, that's all, whatever. And then the person texts you. Oh, you're at this hotel? Yeah, cool. Shows up. It's like Karen and Trish came to life.
Both of them together.
Yeah.
Morphed into one.
I kind of feel
Krish.
Like it was Krish.
Traren.
Yeah. Krish and Traren. Showed up at the same time.
Oh my life.
You know, a little beat down, a little down on life. One of the first things that I noticed, which you don't always notice, what you always get with a massage therapist, was the strong smell of cigarette smoke. Usually that profession brings in a more health conscious person. But I was really flattered that prior to her coming up, she had a nice cigarette.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Because I've had it happen, too, at the Thai places.
Yeah.
You know, you can literally see them in the alleyway, like, psh, putting out that cigarette, looming up and coming for you.
Yeah.
Like, dude. You know, and in the food service industry, in massage industry, doctors, dentists, if someone can smell your hands... You probably shouldn't smoke immediately before touching them.
Well, also, too...
It's not okay.
When you're on a massage table, if you're... Even
facialist.
When you're face down, but especially when you're face up, that person's face is also right next to you. So their breath, a lot of times you pick up on their breath, you know? If they ate something, you get a whiff of it.
The best part about cigarette smokers, because I was a smoker for 17 years, is that it just comes out of your pores. Like it permeates.
It's in you.
It's out of every orifice and it comes out of your nostrils too. Like you're a dragon. You smell like shit.
You smell terrible.
Yeah.
It's a horrible smell.
I loved smoking and I still,
so did I.
If
I enjoyed
I could,
it.
I would.
I was a more social smoker, but I really enjoyed it.
I love it. It's a fantastic habit.
Yeah.
No, it's horifically bad for you. But I enjoyed smoking for a long time. But go ahead. So Trish.
Traren and Krisha. She's, you know, massaging, and then I heard her go, and had like a big throat clearing cough, like smoker's cough, and then would go, "Excuse me," and I was like, "It's okay." It was alarming. It wasn't okay. What are you going to say? And then,
did her phone go off or did she silence it? Because we've also had that.
It went off, and she apologized, turned that off. She was nice enough, but she also was. She tried to start conversation.
Oh, that's rule number one.
You know, and I'm like, oh. And so she was like, "Where are you from?" And I was like, "Los Angeles." "Yeah, you in town for work or?" "Yeah." "What do you do?" I said, "I'm a consultant." "It's tech stuff." "Yeah." "You got friends here?" "No." "You got kids?" "Like, where's this going?"
"Yeah." Go, "She wants to date you, dude."
Because, mine are older. I was like,
Interesting. Cool. Is that why you smoke?
Fucking.
They're all gone, huh?
I just was like, please stop. She picked up on that. I hate it.
Wait, can I give you I'll tell you what I do to preempt any sort of conversation during a massage?
Yeah.
What I do when they go, "Any areas troubling you?" I tell them the areas, and then I go, "Oh, but I'm just looking to fall asleep."
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably going to pass out. Yeah. You warn them ahead. "I'm going to pass out here, so don't fucking say anything."
That's a good point.
And that helps a lot. Yeah.
She also, when I was falling asleep, see, a lot of times if you get massaged regularly, you'll know that sometimes when, especially if you're face down, they can't see your face. So the massage therapist will whisper to you in a very calm, soothing, almost halfway asleep voice. They'll say, "You're doing all right? You okay?" So that you feel it gently.
Right, Tom.
The question. Yeah.
"Tom, it's time to turn over now."
Okay. "Just take your time." They go, "Take your time." So I'm in that part where you're not quite asleep. You're definitely not fully awake. And then I hear, "Doing all right?" I was like, "Oh my God." I mean, she said it so close to me and so loud that I almost shit my pants. Like, I almost shit on her table. And I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "All right. You turn over now?" Yeah.
And then did you get a whiff of her breath when she whispered to you?
Oh, yeah.
She got close to you.
Oh, the breath.
"Yeah, all right?" And you smelled her cigarette breath?
The cigarette breath was hard. The hands... Luckily, because I was also like, sometimes therapists start with their hands under the table so you can smell them. They'll have aromatherapy on them.
Right.
And I was like, "Oh, man, her hands are going to stink." But right away, she had some lotion on them, so it was masking the cigarette smell there. It was definitely on the breath. There was no attempt to mask either, which I also appreciated. There was no gum.
No mint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, that really is an occupation where generally you're health conscious.
What percentage of the time do you normally run into a non-smoker?
98%.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Very rare. Like I said, the Asian ones, sometimes in the alleyway, they'll be smoking.
Yeah.
Or the worst is when you go to the Thai place and they're cooking their smelly food in the microwave and you can smell their food. Wow.
It's racist.
Their food stinks.
Yeah.
And you smell. Yeah. You can smell them or you can hear them eating in the break room. That's depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
But what was I going to tell you? Mm-hmm. Generally, you don't really run into those types.
Yeah. So last week after...
I had a really good point to make this.
About momsage?
About smoking. It'll come back to me.
Yeah. We've both been a while now with no cigarettes.
10 years for me.
Yeah.
Ten years.
I think I'm at 7 or 8.
Crazy.
Yeah, I started to smoke when I was 25.
Right, which is late in life.
It is.
You got to start early if you really want
to
get good.
I started to enjoy it more around shows. In other words, I would do a set.
The best time.
Or before a set.
No, it's the best time.
But I just, at a certain point, I was like, I got to stop doing this.
It's, you know, I hit 30 and I was like, I can't do this past 30.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. Because I started when I was 13 years old. And it was great for stand up too. You're right. Because the nerves that I used to get, like I would just chain smoke before and then after the relief and then smokes also was great.
The
so
beer
good.
Smokes.
Drinking and smoking together. Coffee was, and smoking. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All really wine, good stuff.
Everything, man.
Shit, man. Come on. Don't, you know. But I don't really miss it. I used to miss it when I would smell it on other people, and now it's not the same. I'm over it.
Last week, after the Momcast was done, I think you all know we love the movies, and we went to a movie that everyone's talking about. I've been dying to see it since I saw the trailer a couple months ago, and that is Jordan Peele's movie, Get Out. I really... really enjoyed it.
So did I, but I wish I would have been given a heads up.
Why a heads up?
You're like, let's go to the movies. There's this thing I want to see. And I was like, yeah, great. What is it? You're like, oh, best if I don't tell you.
Yeah,
and
I thought so.
Is it like a romantic comedy? Is it like a fun thing? And you're like, yeah, yeah, it's fun. And it's much like when I watched 12 Years a Slave and you told me that was a comedy. And then about halfway through it, I wake you up and I'm like, babe, this is not funny. This is not a funny movie.
Yeah. Well... there's a couple of things we should... I guess we can start at the 12 Years a Slave. I thought with the name of the movie and the press that the movie was getting...
No idea.
That you might have known how not funny it was going to be.
But I thought
it
would be like a dark comedy.
Nope.
Maybe like Django. There's moments where it was you know,
there's moments
horrible,
of funny. It's Tarantino,
then,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is not that. No. Anyways... when you asked me, I remember I had just gotten back from overseas, and so I was so jet lagged I couldn't keep my eyes open. I was like, "You'll love it; it's really funny." And I passed out. And then when you were like, "There's nothing funny in that," I couldn't believe, because this is the point in the movie where you asked me if the movie was. You're like, "This is fucked up." Was in the beginning, there's a murder. One of the he kills a guy and he throws him off the back of the ship. You're like, oh my God, is this going to be like this? And I go, no, it gets really funny.
Yeah, you told me it was going to get funny.
Yeah, I know, but I really didn't think that you bought into
that. I believe you when you say things. I believe you.
I know, I didn't realize.
You're the worst.
So, but this time I didn't, come on, this wasn't that level of.
No, but I tell you that I really enjoyed this movie. I really liked it.
It's really good.
But I always hate when people are. A, wrongfully accused, like those type of movies make me nuts. And then I hate when people are so victimized.
Yeah.
Like this movie, I get so like, get out. Like
you get anxious.
Yeah. Like I feel, and I feel so bad for them. I hate it.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to ruin this movie.
It's a good movie though. Go see it. It's really good.
I mean, the setup is that it, you know, I would say it deals with race and it deals with race relations.
Yeah.
In a really clever story, and there's so many small, you know, subliminal things and suggestions and metaphors throughout the movie.
Yeah.
It's what kind of movie... I know a lot of people are seeing it twice because you do catch...
I want to see it now again.
I would like to see it a second time.
Yeah,
actually.
Just to see the stuff that I didn't see the first time.
And it's Jordan Peele, who, you know, a lot of people know from Key and Peele, wrote it and directed it. And it was made for $4.5 million.
Oh, my God.
And over the weekend, it crossed the $100 million
mark. Amazing. So, excellent. Good.
Yeah.
Do it. Cool. Go see it. Help support another comic. You know what's the best part, too, is that we saw it with a lot of black people in the audience.
We did.
Which was way fun, too.
Really good.
There's a lot of cheering. There's a
crying motherfucker.
Yeah, a lot of screaming. Yeah. A lot of like, damn, boy.
Oh,
like,
man.
So I was like, homeboy. And like, it was really funny.
The laughs. It's a theater experience.
Yeah, yeah.
This will be different if you rent it.
Yeah.
If you rent it on when it gets to iTunes, if you see a screener or something, this is a fun movie theater experience.
Yeah.
So my advice is that if you're considering going to the movies, see that movie, because it's going to be out of the theater soon. You know, these movies don't, it's already done a run. If you think about it, movies now are in theaters for like 2 weeks.
Right.
So I would go see it, try to go see it at a black theater.
That's so fun.
Because it really does change the entire experience.
Dude, do you remember the guy that was kept yelling homeboy?
Oh yeah.
It was the funniest shit ever, dude.
Or when when certain things happen to certain characters, I don't want to give anything away. Man, the cheers,
yeah,
the screams. It was,
this shit should be easy.
Yeah,
it was super really, fun. Really it was fun. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah,
really cool.
It's your last rendezvous.
Yeah, that's really good.
People were really going crazy.
Now, the only thing I've never done, I've never seen a Madea movie in the theater, and I'd like to do that.
Oh, my God,
because you know me, I love the Madea movies. I love to see one. I want to go to, like, a black theater, though, and see it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be, that's something we can set that up.
I think we can.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going out like that.
Yeah. Well, this is for you, because obviously you don't know how to do this.
Oh, Christ.
You can crack them this way. You can crack them that way. And we've all done this. But no matter how you crack them, you always end up picking out eggshells. Introducing Easy Cracker.
Yeah.
Finally!
The ingenious new product that lets you crack open eggs, separate eggs, even crack hard-boiled eggs quickly and easily without the mess.
I need it.
So easy. Simply insert an egg into the cradle and squeeze to instantly crack and release the egg from its shell.
This is real because it's a problem.
It's a problem.
Did you see the examples? Like, every...
You can crack them.
Smash
stupid. I'm so stupid.
There's you right there on the counter.
Yeah. Like a gourmet chef, babe.
No more messy...
Oh, God, I gotta clean up everything.
Fuck, I just keep rubbing it in.
Cracker separates any size egg from its shell in one
second. Oh.
So you can crack them neatly right in the pan. No fuss, no mess.
No fuss. I hate fussing over it.
Hey, you can wear your khakis, too.
Mom, will you make more eggs?
Separating eggs are a hassle.
There's
a special egg separator attachment, too. Just place egg in the cradle and squeeze to divide
the yolk. Oh, and it catches the yolk.
Wow, if it works that way. I mean,
what would make you think that it doesn't work that way?
It never works. I guarantee it.
Ruin
shells and everything.
Fucking shells.
Easy Cracker.
That reminds me of a new show I got you.
Why don't you make a new album and call it Easy Cracker?
You should do that.
You fucking cracker.
Oh my God, you call me that?
Yeah.
I just got you into the Great British Baking Show.
You did. I've seen bits and pieces of one of the earlier seasons you were watching, and I got enough interested where...
I'm into it, dude. Season two,
I
love it.
I like it.
I like baking because it's so hard and it's so scientific. And
there's a really perverse satisfaction that I get from watching them make it, showing it, wanting to eat it, and then not eating
it. Well, you know what
it's
I like to do?
Pornography or something.
Yeah. You know what I do? I like to put, we have a fragrance maker. What is that called in the room? Jane, the diffuser.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put in sugar cookie oil and vanilla oil, and I diffuse that smell in the room, and I light candles. And that way I feel like I'm being a bad girl without actually eating the treats.
I feel like I had a dessert when I...
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I watch it. We're off the carbs, we're off the sugar, but I can watch someone else bake it, and I like that part, you know?
And some of them make... Also, there's an artistic element where things are beautiful and all those British teeth, and it's just all so nice and wonderful.
Yeah, season two's teeth were horrific, and we just started season three, and those teeth are way better.
Yeah.
But season two, woof, talk about the dog pound in those teeth.
Oh.
Really bad.
Yeah, man.
And that's the stereotype with, you know, British people, and I hate to say it, but season two really fulfilled that stereotype.
True.
Really exciting dental update, guys.
Please.
Now, as irony and fate would have it, this segment started, Tom, when I had a root canal a few years ago and had to put a crown on this bottom back molar, back molar. And that's when this started.
Dental updates.
Full circle. I'm having this crown replaced again because it was done incorrectly the first time and it didn't line up with the rest of my teeth.
Do you have a fakie in right now?
So I have a temp in there.
Can I see?
Yeah. Can you see it?
Is it? Okay.
You see that?
Yeah.
It's like the wrong color. It's all white.
Yeah.
Like really, really white.
Yeah. And Steve Harvey's going.
Yeah, those billboards going. And the lady told me, the dentist told me, he goes, now, you don't want to chew anything hard or sticky because it'll tear it out. And if that happens on a weekend, don't call me because I don't want to open the office to just put a temp back in. Mm. What you can do is go down to the store and get some denture cream and just glue it back in until Monday. I was like, well, that's a really neat thing to say. Thank you, doctor.
Yeah, we don't really do that for you. Right. That's what that means.
Yeah, I would if you do were that Steve Harvey.
For Steve or a friend.
Garth. But luckily, knock on wood, I haven't ripped it out yet. The thing is, every time I've ever had a temp tooth in, I've had temp teeth in a few times, they always fucking fall out. Always. Mm. But you know what he told me, which was interesting, is that because I've had this tooth root canaled, he's like, if the crown falls off, it doesn't matter. It can't rot. Right. Like, you can't get bacteria and it's already dead. I'm like, that's neat. That's kind of an interesting story.
Yeah.
Now, the struggle for me has been, though, I can't floss around the temp. And I've been eating. Bitsy doesn't like that.
Yeah.
I ate some meat the other day. It got wedged in there. Bacon this morning. It's all wedged in there, and I can't do a fucking thing about it.
Just wait till they take it out. It's going to stink.
It's going to stink really bad. Oof. And I've been flossing all the other teeth.
It's so nasty.
It's so nasty.
God damn, why you got to be so nasty?
Here's the good news. Now listen, here's the second part to my update. So I found out that my veneers actually can't be stained. So this whole time I've been worried about that, staining my veneers. But my natural teeth can be stained.
Yeah.
So I'm going to whiten my teeth to match my veneers. Because it's been a couple of years since I've whitened.
And then when are you going to do that, though?
I'm going to do that the day I get my new crown next week. I'm going to do bang, bang. Crown takes 15 minutes, and then I'm going to have them whiten in the office.
It's pretty exciting.
And you're going to be super jealous when you see how beautiful my teeth are.
I don't know. I think I'm most thinking I might actually do my whitening trays tonight.
You always say that, which you never do.
I'm going to do it tonight.
You always say that.
I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to do it tonight during the show.
That. The Great British Baking Show?
Yeah.
Okay. And we took Ellis to the dentist for the first time, too, and he had a dental check-in.
Yeah.
He had flying colors because mom's been brushing his teeth already.
Yeah, he got a really good report.
Yeah.
He really loved having his teeth checked, too.
He hated that. Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
It was horrifying. Anyway.
You've been having trouble.
Yeah. We got to talk about this, really?
Next up, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
What happened? What's going on with you? I'm not trying to show off, but I've been doing so well.
No, you are showing off.
I don't know. It's just easy. I don't know.
You've been bragging about your browns all day today.
Yeah. And you had, you made changes yesterday because you had trouble yesterday. And then you said, oh, I'm going to have some fruit.
Okay, so yesterday,
water.
Yesterday's when it happened. I had some ones. I made a number.
Rough.
Yeah, they're kibbles. And then I thought, if I have some mango, that usually pushes down the brown.
Yeah.
Didn't work. That's usually a go-to. So today, I made
coffee to start the day.
Of course, it did nothing. It pushed out a few kibbles.
Yeah.
And then I made poop soup.
Yeah, you made poop soup. And you had two bowls.
Two bowls. By the third bowl, we're going to start to see some action. Because I'm already feeling the fart. Yeah. And I had a mango and more coffee.
And when I got back in here, you were farting on the couch.
Yeah, I had a fart. Yeah.
Right.
So we'll see. Do you know what the problem is?
What?
Saturday, I broke the diet. I had a ton of sugar. I had wine. I had pasta. I had cheese. So my body is fucked. I got to get back on fiber. It's all about the fiber intake.
Mm-hmm.
No, last night we were laying in bed and you go, what do you think? Do you think I'm going to fart or do I have to shit?
Yeah.
And I said, judging by it's your travel day.
Yeah.
And usually when you announce it like this, when you question it, that means a shit's coming.
Yeah. And but you were breaking it down for me. I started to laugh.
Yeah.
And the laughing prompted me to go.
Isn't that neat?
I got to go. I got to go now. Yeah.
And then you had a shit today when you got home.
And one this morning. Yeah.
Why is God blessing you so much?
I don't know. God blesses you.
Why don't you rub off some of that chocolate on me?
I don't know. Just the way it goes. The way it goes. Pretty lucky guy. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. I feel bad for you, actually.
I do, too. I hate being cussed. I hate number ones. I hate type one. It's not even a shit.
Oh, we should talk about it. The Facebook page.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Dirty and disgusting.
So you guys know that we have a Facebook page. And
damn it.
We post some stuff there. We've been doing actually Facebook live videos after the podcast is done recording. So like when we're done with this right now, we'll post a video live from here.
Hopefully I'll be browning.
Yeah. So that's something that we started doing. And anyways, there's that. But there some fans that listened to the show started a live or a Facebook group, it's called.
You have to join.
It's under, so you do, there's your mom's house podcast page. That's us. And then there's your mom's house podcast group.
So search under groups on, go to the group tab on Facebook and put in your mom's house. And
that is some of the funniest shit, man.
It's fantastic.
They are killing it. I mean, it's and fantastic. People are posting stuff all the time and the comments are fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
people really like the Jimmy Dean sausage bit so much. There's a lot of people posting that. People are like, I took a brown today, like just posting.
Yeah. Oh, here's
Brown Talk.
This made me laugh really hard. This is somebody posted this. Hi, mommies. Mushy purple Patty here. I just wanted to say that I saw my mommy last night, Tommy Buns, in Boscombe, Massachusetts. We drove 2 hours to see the champ. We're not disappointed. I was pleased to see that he finally took Christina's advice to perform his jokes as a mentally challenged person. His performance put to shame Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump, Sean Penn in I Am Retarded. The man can do anything.
Yeah.
It was overwhelming to be in the presence of greatness. He was perfection in human form. Tom was so good at one point, I forgot that he wasn't retarded. Game changer. He is paving the road for future comedians. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw other people trying to copy his act, but just don't have the stamina to pull it off. Hopefully we can, he just keeps pushing and training. You know what I'm saying? Tom Segura is retard champ.
Wow.
There's a lot of posts like that. Just funny shit, man.
Well,
memes,
tell you,
Photoshops,
their own
videos
that they found. Yeah. The thing that I love about this is that I've been wanting this since day one, is a place for mommies to go and meet each other and make new friends.
Yeah.
I wish we could do a dating site that's just people who love our show, and then they can meet other, you know,
I feel like
guys, gals, non-binaries who
they just came out with this too. There's like 3,500 people already there.
It just started, and that grew over the weekend.
Yeah. And they're doing like dad posts, brown posts.
One person wrote, this is my favorite. He's like, I figured it out. This is just, your mom's house is a place for immature adults.
They're right.
And it's totally true.
Yeah.
It's totally true.
It's true.
Now, I'm a member of the group, but I did you join?
Yeah.
Did they accept your membership?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was debating whether or not to join, because I'm like, oh, is this going to be weird for people? Will they be like, this is like your parent looking at your Facebook page?
Oh, right.
Do
no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
is
I know what
lame?
You mean, but I don't think so. I don't think that's happening.
Pretty funny though. It makes me laugh a lot.
There's some really funny stuff.
One person, I posted something recently. They were like, "Hey guys, real talk. Does it bother you ever that they talk about brown talk?" And everybody is like, "No. The only thing better than brown talk is burping or whatever." It's
I
all
saw
like
a guy.
Number twos, number
some
twos.
Guy wrote in like, "What's going on with this group? I thought this was something else. Like, what's this all about?"
Yeah, yeah.
He got lit up with 300 plus comments. I mean,
I love it.
But I really funny stuff. Like people are like, your jeans are low and loose. You need to get your life. You don't have any cum in your balls. Like nobody actually answered. They just used all jokes.
It's so funny because somebody was like, I have to quit my job because it's getting in the way of enjoying this Facebook
so
group.
Funny,
it's true. I'm on there and I keep looking at it. It's so funny, dude.
For a long time, people always asked us to do something besides.
I think I feel my brown building.
Oh, good. So we finally did a hoodie. This is a super, super soft hoodie. Like, you know, there's that material that's very soft, kind of lighter hoodie.
It's a lighter, like a spring hoodie.
Yeah.
So when you're kind of in between the seasons, maybe this is a good.
It's not like a super heavy one.
Or a summer eve.
Really great material, and it says Gene.
Singular, not plural.
Because that's our new name, Gene.
We're just Gene.
In denim lettering, but very well done. It's in the store. So thanks, as always, for your support. I think you'll very much enjoy it.
Gene. For those of you who don't know this, the reference is, at first we call each other jeans, mommy jeans.
Yeah.
And then we had a worker in our home. Was it the carpenter, the old man who shit in my house?
It was the electrician.
He came here and he, within 5 minutes of meeting me, took a dump in our bathroom.
Yeah.
but he heard Tom calling me Jeans. Mm-hmm. And so when we answered the door and the intercom, he goes, "Hey, Gene, it's me." And I was like, "Did he just call me Gene?"
Yeah.
And it happened. And then now
the,
it's Gene.
The name has morphed. It's Gene. Yeah. So
Jean Saint Jean. And when you went to Canada, I called you Jean Saint Jean.
Jean Saint Jean.
Jean Valjean.
Yeah.
When you're in Canada.
Very exciting stuff.
French Canadian.
So we're very excited about the hoodie. Check it out when you get a chance. All right.
Jean Saint Jean.
Jean Saint Jean. This came in. I haven't heard it, but I'm already excited. Mila Kunis.
Yeah, Mila Kunis. I like her. She's my tribe. She's not Hungarian, but she's like
she's Ruski
Ukrainian.
Blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, she has some really profound vocal fry.
Shut up.
Inside the rack houses of Jim Beam, thousands of barrels lay silent.
Oh yeah.
But that doesn't mean they lay idle.
Yeah.
In fact, inside each and every Jim Beam barrel, the bourbon is aging, building a fuller, smoother flavor.
Yep.
That only comes from being aged 4 long years.
Oh yeah, goodness.
Our history's made from the inside.
I'm guessing that she's trying to sound more sultry.
Yeah.
So she's going lower, and maybe that's
in
why it's coming out.
And letting it.
She speaks Russian.
She does speak Russian.
Yeah, she's a smart broad. I like her.
That doesn't mean they lay idle.
Your idol.
She's married to Ashton Kutcher. Kushner.
Yeah.
Kutcher.
Flavor.
There.
4 long years.
Four long years.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Inside.
Oh my.
Dragging those octaves out.
Play silent.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's pretty good.
There.
It's always there.
You know what I'm saying?
This.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Stace Hull, and today I've got a clutch your head fanny fart.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's a fanny fart.
She's queefing.
Yeah.
She's going to teach you how.
No thanks.
So, get a nice, comfortable time of the day and get a nice, comfortable mat.
Yeah.
If you feel comfortable, it just flows out.
Wow. But how do you get it?
How do you get the air in?
Yeah. Oh.
Because I don't just queef when I lay on my back. It doesn't just come out.
Well, how would you teach someone to do it?
I don't know how to do it on command. I don't know how. I mean, it's only accidentally that's happened.
Well,
accidental queef.
Why don't you pay attention?
All right. So get in a nice position. Now, elevate your legs and your bosom. Now, first of all, we need to get air in. Then we feel that the sucking. So you use your hole.
Yeah.
And use your muscles to tense. And
yeah.
I got it.
And then it will come in.
Right. That's good instruction so far.
So now we can push it out. And it makes a sound, which is a funny fart.
A funny fart.
Okay, now I'll give you a few examples.
This girl's great. She's great. What do you think her friend situation's like? What do you think her dating situation's like? What do you think her parenting situation's like? Go. I think her friends say she's the best, loyal friend,
yeah,
good girl.
Yeah.
A lot of guys feel like she is too gross and she doesn't have a lot of long-term relationships.
No. Well, look, it's one thing to
she's
know
closer
how
to
do
her
this.
Dad. Yeah, what else? Yeah.
Well, it's one thing to do this in front of your buddies,
yeah,
like drunk.
Yeah.
It's another thing to actively make a video and put it online. That's a really bold choice.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's far.
Also, elevate the sounds of your fanny farts by moving your legs in different positions.
Fanny fart.
A fanny is your cooch.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a bit of a sloppy one.
A sloppy one?
Yeah.
Now, so what happens is she Australian or English, though?
No, she's Aussie.
Yeah.
She's doing the... she's using the same principles of changing the pitch of your butt farts with her fanny farts.
Well, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, she's telling you if you move your legs like this and up and down.
Remember last night when we were getting the snack?
Yeah.
The goddamn snack?
Yeah.
You were walking towards me in the kitchen and you went, you burped. And then you lifted your leg up and you farted.
Yeah.
That was really special.
I was really disappointed that I couldn't get them in sequence.
Oh, because you go
together,
because
you went,
it's not a double pipe. It's not a double pipe.
Yeah. Maybe.
You were like, it was seconds away. It's not you kept
half a second away.
Yeah. You're emphatic that it wasn't. And you know, I wasn't even thinking that. I was just like, look at the choreography on that.
That
you
leg.
Did a leg lift. You burped. I was blown away by your moves. I
could
couldn't
tell.
Even think.
You were very turned on. I could tell.
Yeah. Very sexual.
Now, if we had our legs in the Let's see. Yeah, I hear it.
Oof.
That's a bit of a sharp one, as you see. And that tends to hurt some girls' vaginas. All
right,
so...
Oh, right. I keep forgetting that's her vagina.
Oh, you forget?
I just forgot.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I just forgot about it.
How'd you forget?
I don't know. I just, for a moment, I got distracted by the story of my great fart, and I forgot.
I'll just show you some more.
Oof.
You know, it just releases all your pain, your angriness, so your stress. It just helps you to relax, get the air out.
You think it smells?
No.
Right.
Not at all?
Her vagina? Well, or just in general?
In general, queefing?
I don't think so. It shouldn't.
It depends if your pussy smells.
Right. If you have a strong odor down there, then the wind coming out of
it's
it probably...
It's going to smell, right.
But I mean, you know, if you have a... Keep it clean, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
All right, well, I hope you learned something from today.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
And that was really nice. Thank you, lady.
Yeah. That was kind of a sweet
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, I'm glad we can't make out her face too much.
For her benefit?
Would you date the queef girl? Be honest. No, let's say, like, I'm the queef girl. What if I made that video when I was 20 years old? And everybody in the club was like, listen, Tom, have you seen Christina's queef video? I know you guys are dating.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Is
I would
that
definitely
a deal breaker?
No, it wouldn't be a deal breaker. I mean, you're a comic, and I would probably find it endearing and funny.
Yeah.
You know? I would still go out with you.
Would you demand that I do the queef?
I'm sure it would come up. I'm sure it would come up. I don't think that you could have that out there and me be like, I'll just overlook that completely. No, I would ask about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to learn how to do that?
I think it would add a little spark. Something fun.
If two wheels are locked on an axle so that they are not free to turn separately, one or the other has to slide.
You bored?
So engineers had to find a way to connect both rear wheels to the engine without sliding and slipping on turns. The device which makes this possible part of the rear axle.
Now I'm bored.
The differential looks complicated. But once we understand its principle, it is amazingly simple. These two wheels are mounted on separate...
You're done?
And I should find that interesting. My dad was a mechanic.
Of course.
Yeah, but I just don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
I kind of want to know how cars work, but you know, not really.
You want to see a dad boner before we get out of here?
Yeah, I love dad boners.
This is a dad boner. I think he's feeding birds. Let me see if this says anything here. Dad boner goes to the park, feed birds.
Aww.
And he's stoked by how many there are.
Oh, I love it already.
I don't know if y'all can see it or not, but there's a bunch of damn birds out there in that mud. They're all over the damn place. I got me a little sack of bread in here. See my bread? I'm going to see, can I throw this bread up in the air, see that some of them birds see me over here. I bet that they will.
Whoa. Something tells me he's not from Boston? Jesus.
Uh-oh, good Lord, look at that. Look at that, them birds that
Holy
have seen
shit.
Me coming with all my food and everything.
No.
Oh, yeah. Look at them. Oh, look at them. Good Lord, that's some birds, girl. I didn't tell y'all, look at these damn things flocking around me and all my bread.
That's hilarious.
He's really excited.
Oh, Lord, look at them screaming at me and all for this bread. What the hell? What they screaming? They want some more bread. Look at them all coming in here flying around. Oh, look. Now, they done left. They done left like they don't think it's over here. I don't know what the hell wrong with it. It's a bunch of it down there. Look at them things. Come and get that bread.
I don't know if I constitute him as a dad boner necessarily.
No, I'm excited. I'm about as excited as he is right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, he's definitely excited, but he doesn't have that dad vibe necessarily.
No, no.
Good God, have you ever seen so many damn birds? You're like, oh, look at them, they're catching it in the air. Oh, God, are you seeing them catching it in the air? He caught that thing. Oh, they're all flocking around. Look at him.
Now it's there, yeah.
He's a gay black dad boner.
Oh, my camera's just a shaking. I can't get my bread out the bag. Let's throw in one more. I got one more handful. And then we're going to have to go
Damn.
Out cold as shit down here on the
He's on the road.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
I'm going to get hit by them. Oh, look at them. Look at that guy. Oh, shit. They're coming. Get that concrete.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
That's cool. I like feeding birds like that.
Yeah.
I get excited over that.
Yeah. That's some birds, girl.
That's some birds, girl.
Yeah.
They're coming over here.
Gene, for our closing song, somebody did a freestyle over the Fill Her Up. Let me see.
Okay. All right.
Up and comer reached out to Ollie Zeezer.
Oh, okay.
So Ollie makes a lot of great songs.
Yes.
So the up and comer got the beat to fill her up from Ollie Zeezer and rapped over it.
Very cool.
That's what this is.
Very cool.
To fill her up.
Why am I looking? I'm like looking at, I'm waiting for the video to come on.
Yeah.
You dummy.
It's Ramsey McQueen, I think.
Oh, okay, Ramsey.
As always, thank you for listening. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, tomsegura.com for tickets to shows. Also, the store is there if you want the Gene hoodie. And thousandranch.com for Gene to get tickets to her show. I think that's it, Gene.
That's it, Mommy.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, Mommy. Fill her up. And steal her shut.
Beg my pardon, darling. I was just glassing. Saw you while me and my boy Crazy Lokes were down in sparring. Couldn't help notice it tushy. Wondered what the evening could be. I don't want to sound pushy, but come here, girl, let me tickle your pussy. Yeah, you could be my Karen. I could be a Barbie. We could go chill in the hotel lobby. Then go to your room. I'll fill you up, seal you shut till the sheets turn soggy. You were doing it, doggy. No pot play planned, I ain't stupid. And I love to say I'm sorry. Just understand, all I want to do is...
Oh, yeah, there it is. Look at that. Wow. Oh, my God. Here it comes. Scott. Oh, absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, the time was right. Jeans up, high and tight. I was pretty sure that I could get that pussy talking to me by the end of the night. But it weren't nothing to get too excited over. I kept my cool. Cause Lord knows, I ain't no dad boner. No, I ain't no fool. I was like, hey Hitler. She was like, yo, what's your pronoun? I was like, let's just say mister. You can be my missus, we can go now. And we can do cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. But she wanted it raw. I asked, when shall we meet up? She said, now on the 14th floor.
Oh yeah, there it is. Look at that. Wow. Oh my God. Here it comes. Scott. Oh, absolutely gorgeous.
So we got to a door. She looked so damn fine. She asked, you got any cum in those balls? Yeah, babe, it's about time. She said, if you want head, here's the deal. See this pussy, you better kiss it. It tastes like a succulent Chinese meal. Okay, babe, all right. I ain't gonna put up no fight. I ain't gonna scream like bikes. I just wanna mash purples all night. It's just like the gaze. Have me in a daze. And what was truly
amazing,
I hit a double pipe classic as soon as I came. Yeah.